Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, Writing the Words. In Sand and Foam, Khalil Gibran says, "Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it so that the other half may reach you." He makes a good point. I might say, 3/4 of what I write is meaningless, but I write so that the other quarter may reach my conscious awareness. If anyone else benefits, that's fine, but it's not the main point at this stage of my journey. I write because I have to do so. It's become like breathing, and no amount of approval or disapproval or praise or criticism or audience or lack of audience or comfort or discomfort seem to make any sort of difference. I simply must do it for now. Looking back, the act of taking up this writing challenge 45 days ago was more like answering a lover's call. I couldn't and can't help but to respond. As Gibran says, love that does not renew itself every day becomes a habit and in turn slavery. In some ways, I really do have the sense that I'm falling in love, or have fallen in love, or am in love. And there are a few things that I guard more dearly during my days than these sacred moments where I get to see and hear and watch pre-word thought being birthed into words. Love, Gibran tells us, love is a word of light, written by a hand of light upon a page of light. What word? Whose hand? What page? What light? Whose light? I suppose I've always felt drawn to writing, but much of that writing is buried in journals going back to my elementary age years. It dawned on me several weeks ago that my bachelor's degree is in literacy and composition. I hadn't thought about this in a decade. How strange, that forgetfulness. Did I intend to study writing? How did that even happen? I'm not really sure. In more recent years, along with journals, my writing has found homes in lengthy text message strands to different groups of friends, groups that have been going on for years. Dialogues with student writing in their journals and essays, social media posts, and now, in this space and place, in your presence. Gibran says, should you care to write, and only the saints know why you should, you must needs have knowledge and art and magic. The knowledge of the music of words, the art of being artless, and the magic of loving your readers. I'm not at all sure what that means, but I do love the sound of it and the sound and rhythm of words in general. I love the sacrilegious tone of being artless in our art. And while I have earlier said that the point of my writing is not to benefit you, the reader, and perhaps listener, perhaps I do love you and have you in mind and heart as I sit here. I do think that is true. Some of you have long been a part of my heart. Others are more recent in your presence, and still others have yet to come into my vision. I'm not sure where we are separate anymore. This is good, and I think true. Words are timeless, according to Khalil. You should utter them or write them with a knowledge of their timelessness. I believe it. I feel it. I know it. I experience. Yes, Khalil. Yes. As you said, a work of art is a mist carved into an image. And that seems to be the reason you also told us, every thought I have imprisoned in expression, I must free by my deeds. There's both the necessity to write and the necessity to know the limitations of the writing that are created by the writing. Wonderful ironies. Wonderful pairs of opposites. While not the exact opposite, my original plan for this essay was to write about the dark night of the soul. I had already selected a wonderful Michael Mead quote from his most recent episode of Living Myth. but while I was sitting in my chair next to the bookshelf, Gibran's little book of aphorisms, poems, and fables caught my eye. I turned a couple of pages and saw a line that fit in so well with my intended theme. It said, "One may not reach the dawn, save by the path of the night." What an amazing connection. But when I began to write, it was as if Khalil wanted to say something, something timeless. He said, "Give me an ear, and I will give you a voice." And so I did, and he quickly reminded me that the voice of life within me cannot reach the ear of life in you, but let us talk, that we may not feel lonely. In the reminder, I felt his presence, since remembrance is a form of meeting. And how incredibly profound, because on my city walk with Iris tonight, what I felt more than anything was a sense of being lonely. I gave myself permission to welcome the sensations of loneliness, the accompanying pangs of longing. I know where resisting those sensations leads me, and it isn't home. But even so, I could not find words for what I experienced in the acceptance of the longing, but I would soon read them as if Khalil had written them for this very moment. There is a space between man's imagination and man's attainment that may only be traversed by his longing. The very thing I was wishing would go away, but decided to welcome to stay, is actually the conduit to finding the peace that was waiting to be found. So connected, so whole, so unfragmented. As Gibran says, "It was but yesterday I thought myself a fragment, quivering without rhythm in the sphere of life. Now I know that I am the sphere, and all life in rhythmic fragments moves within me." And they say to me in their awakening, "You and the world you live in are but a grain of sand upon the infinite shore of an infinite sea." And in my dream I say to them, "I am the infinite sea, and all worlds are but grains of sands upon my shore." Okay, enough words. Thank you, Khalil. Thank you, reader. Thank you, listener. Though the wave of words is forever upon us, yet our depth is forever silent. Peace.